This hour's newscast is sponsored by North Star Bank, guiding the way with locations throughout the Thumb area. Member FDIC, North Star Bank. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Dina Bruderek. Here on County, Sheriff Kelly Hansen's funding dispute with the Board of Commissioners has sparked a controversy involving Commissioner Todd Tulaski. Tulaski, also on the Caseville City Council, suggests transferring a law enforcement contract to the Caseville Police Department, raising conflict of interest concerns. Sheriff Hansen alleged Tulaski's dual roles may violate state law, which bars officials from holding multiple offices. Minutes from a Caseville City Council Police Committee meeting show Tulaski discussing extending city policing to the township with potential officer hires. Retaining sheriff's office employees proves challenging, with recent deputy resignations prompting calls for exit interviews. Despite board assurances, Hansen contends staffing shortages threaten 24-hour coverage. He stresses the need for competitive compensation to retain personnel and ensure public safety. And a recent Tuscola County Commissioners meeting featured lively and occasionally contentious discussions, particularly regarding millage renewals and proposed new levies. Renewals for funding the Sheriff's Road Patrol, recycling, and senior services easily garnered support for inclusion on the August ballot. However, debates arose over proposed new millages for central dispatch, senior meal delivery, and animal control. Commissioners expressed concerns that multiple new millage requests might confuse voters, potentially leading to blanket rejections. Despite this, there was a notable support for funding senior meals due to recent budgetary strains. Central Dispatch Director John Ramirez emphasized the urgent need for additional funding to update equipment and software. Without it, local municipalities may need to assist financially. The meeting concluded with plans for further deliberation on millages, considering the possibility of placing new levies on the November ballot. And municipalities have carefully considered options on how to spend their share of the $1.9 trillion element of the federal government's American Rescue Plan Act funds that was issued to help offset the financial impact of the COVID pandemic. Lapeer County received about $3.1 million in ARPA funds, which they used to fund several infrastructure and upgrade projects, some of which included renovating parks, buildings, and more. Commissioners did recent allocation of $311,000 to upgrade the outdated jail camera system for safety of correction officers as well as inmates. That still leaves about $4.8 million in APRPA funding to be spent. And we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Save time and money with North Star Bank's construction financing. They simplify your construction loan with a one-time closing during the construction to permanent loan process.
Right now, North Star Bank is offering a construction loan special. This is Lori Shornack, First Vice President and Mortgage Loan Officer at North Star Bank. You're sure to enjoy a 0.25% rate reduction, and we're waiving the $395 processing fee.
And I'm Diane Gibbard, Vice President and Mortgage Loan Officer at North Star Bank. When you're ready to apply for a home construction loan, give us a call, as we also offer a free pre-qualification to simplify the home mortgage process. We'll walk you through it and be there to help you every step of the way.
Who you bank with matters. If you're looking to build your home, you can trust North Star Bank's mortgage lenders. The right financing will take some of the stress out of your project. Plus, take advantage of their construction loan special. Contact the lender for cost estimate. One discount is permitted per loan. Offer is valid for a limited time only. It can be canceled at any time. Loans are subject to credit approval. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Thumb Broadcasting for more of the latest and breaking news. The State 911 Committee is spotlighting Michigan's emergency telecommunicators and their crucial role in public safety during National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week, running from April 14th until the 20th. Despite staffing challenges, Michigan's 911 professionals have shown exceptional service, integrating new technologies like video and location-based routing for for wireless 911 calls. Ms. Joni Harvey, the state 911 administrator, praised their dedication and adaptability, urging recognition for their year-round commitment to public service. Telecommunicators handle dispatching and coordinating various incident responses, including calls from multiple platforms like wireless, landline, VoIP, smart devices, and text messages. Mr. Jeff Troyer, the SNC chair, emphasized the importance of acknowledging telecommunicators as the background of emergency services, urging appreciation for their compassionate work. The SNC, established in 1999, works to promote the successful operation of 911 systems across Michigan. And Michigan's Attorney General Dana Nessel welcomes the EPA's finalized proposal for national PFAS drinking water standards. Emphasizing the need for consistent nationwide protections, Nessel vows to defend Michigan's existing standards against legal challenges. Michigan, a leader in PFAS regulation, has its own standards since 2020. The AG's office is currently defending these standards in court against a challenge from 3M, a major PFAS manufacturer. Nessel reaffirms her commitment to public health and environmental protection. The EPA's proposed standards, more stringent in some aspects, allow a 5-year compliance window for public water suppliers. Michigan will work to integrate these standards into its regulatory framework, ensuring continued safeguarding of drinking water. And gnomes, those quirky statues people often have in their gardens, are flying off the shelves at Augusta National. The Masters gnomes have been selling out within a couple of hours each morning. Patrons are more than willing to wait in hour-long lines for the $49.50 ceramic figurine. It has become a highly coveted collector's item. Augusta National has been selling the 1-foot-tall golf-centric gnomes, which come in a different design each year since 2016. One seller listed the collection of 8 Masters gnomes for $16,000 on eBay. Others have already visited the shop and returned home to post them on eBay for nearly 10 times what they paid. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This hour's newscast is sponsored by North Star Bank, guiding the way with locations throughout the Thumb area. Member FDIC, North Star Bank.